Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a very, very busy show ahead. A lot of news to get to on what's going on with Israel and the Hamas strikes that are continuing to affect civilians. We have Mary Lou Renton in the hospital, in the ICU, with severe pneumonia. A bunch of bankruptcies about to happen. Border crisis. Got a lot to talk about. But one thing I want to open the show with is it's Autism Awareness Month, and actually it's National Employment Disability Awareness Month. And having multiple nieces and nephews with autism, I am learning more and more about the autism community and how many of them are unemployed and want to work. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 20% of people with disabilities, including those with autism, are employed. Only 20%. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and joining us next is Keith Wargo. Keith Wargo, CEO of Autism Speaks, will discuss this employment crisis facing people with autism, as well as resources and strategies for employers and potential employees. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
That's great to be here with you, Dahlia. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, you also have, autistic children close to your heart in your household. Talk to us about your experience.
Yeah, I do. So, I've become an employment expert on this from life experience. So I have a 25-year-old son. His name's AJ. He was diagnosed at the age of 3. He had some great services through his school years and did really well and was involved in all sorts of activities, graduated with a high school diploma, et cetera. And then, upon reaching age 22, the sort of support system and scaffolding kind of all, a lot of it just goes away. And, what AJ wanted at that point was to have, to have a job, to have purpose in his life, to be working with colleagues and making friends, et cetera. And what we found was it was tough. I mean, there really was the resources that were there to support us were overstretched and hard to find. The companies, I mean, AJ's got some unique skills, but companies had a hard time seeing through some of the challenges. And so our own personal experience was it was a rocky road. It took a year plus to finally find the right thing. We went through some roadblocks and roads that didn't make any sense. And, realized in my role at this organization how important this is for this community.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of where we are today to talk about in this important National Disability Employment Month.
Mm-hmm. Autism Speaks recently launched Workplace Inclusion Now 2.0. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So Workplace Inclusion Now. So we have been focused on this employment issue for really over 10 years. And we've iterated and grown it over time as we've come to appreciate more deeply the needs that are there and how we can address them. Our primary goal is to help foster inclusive workplaces and really help autistic people find and keep meaningful jobs. The program really focuses on employers, job seekers, and we really think it's important to try to weave in the broader community into this topic as well. And how we do that is we have a series of online training programs designed really for employers and their staff as well as job seekers, focused on awareness of the differences of neurodiverse thinking and communication styles and the benefits that can bring to a workplace, as well as some of the things that need to be thought through in developing those sorts of programs. That's number one. And then secondly is to work with companies to help them build strategies on how to actually build inclusive workplaces, actually how to execute. And what I really love about it is it's an equally valuable program for, you know, a small company, a mom and pop, if it may be, all the way up to large companies. The lessons and what we're bringing to bear from our experience is that, you know, from just poking on this for a while is very broadly applicable.
Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing. You know, those with autism and who are neurodiverse are some of the best employees in terms of their work ethic, in terms of their intelligence, their brightness. They're smarter than the average person. It's just some of their societal transitioning, you know, might be challenged. But then that poses a challenge for some employers who are trying to balance political correctness and balance, workplace protocols when you have somebody who's neurodiverse saying things like it is. And so I love that you guys have this resource, because I hear from employers all the time, you know, some of their employees, these are the best employees they've ever had, but then there's sometimes challenges with other employees, and so there's got to be some guidance and leadership, and we definitely appreciate what you and Autism Speaks do for employers and employees.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. I think that there are certainly things to be thought through and worked through in terms of making a workplace accommodative. And some of those obstacles, sometimes you need to look at the hiring practices, right? You've got sort of, you know, the traditional hiring practices of a sit down, or I guess increasingly today Zoom, you know, back and forth Q&A interview. That may not be the right format for a neurodiverse individual, but it's not that hard to accommodate and be flexible about that and figure that out, particularly with today's technologies. And then, you know, to your point about the unique skills and capabilities that are brought to the table, I think, you know, it does take some, I think, planfulness in thinking about retention and career development to not use necessarily the classic models of how to think about when it's time to give somebody additional responsibilities or promote them, et cetera. So they're much more planful in going through and thinking about that. But that's not hard. It just means a little bit of a shift of mindset. And the upside is much bigger than the expense.
Thank you, Keith Wargo. Thank you so much. Sorry we're going to hard break. Thank you. And Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. The 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So let's kind of give you guys the latest of what's going on with the Israeli Hamas war. And it is, escalating. From what we understand, Israel has been taking blows from Hezbollah, possibly some missiles coming in from Lebanon, and while at the same time addressing the Gaza border and trying to get their hostages out. We're being told that a rocket has slammed into an Israeli hospital and supermarket as strikes are still coming in from Gaza. And the footage where you see in Ashkelon, where the Barzilai Medical Center is, you see that the children's wing took a direct hit in this attack. And we are assuming multiple children have now been wounded and killed in this attack. And they're saying that these strikes are launched by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and multiple locations across the country are still being targeted. We have spoken about how in one of the kibbutzes there was 40 children found dead, many of whom were beheaded. And the pictures are just absolutely horrifying, and when you see the death and destruction and the carnage, it's something you would not expect to see in 2023. This is something you would have thought biblical times, and no, it's happening right now to this day. We have some advancements in terms of Israel being able to contain most of the border. Hundreds of thousands of those on reservists have come, have signed up. Volunteers, people all over the country, or all over the world, have been volunteering. Civilian online groups are trying to raise funds to buy bulletproof vests, helmets, food, and more for the fighters. You know, having hundreds of thousands of reserve soldiers coming in, there's not, we're being told, not a lot of supplies for them. And now that the death toll is over 1,000, there's, I believe, 150 hostages that have been kidnapped. For all hands on deck, you know, Israel was unfortunately not prepared for this. We, you know, Israel has always been in a state of preparedness, but to be prepared for an assault on all fronts, which was similar to the Six-Day War, remember that only lasted 6 days, this could go on for a long time, and they need help. There's multiple sites online, Jewish Defense Fund. I would, you know, talk to your local public officials on where's the best to send. I know it's a little distracting, and I don't have one. I've been asking Israelis, you know, where would be the best place for funds to go, because I understand that there could be tons of charities now, and you know, who knows what happens to the money, and it starts to look a little chaotic. So if I get a if I get a source that I am told from Israel is where they need help going to, I will absolutely tell you. The U.S. is obviously watching the situation very closely, as we have American hostages there as well. And so special operations forces and hostage rescue experts have been deployed to advise the Israeli military on the potential rescue of 150 hostages. Mind you, Israel is one of the Israel is one of the best at this, but there's nobody is going to leave anything to chance. And all hands on deck. And Israel is welcoming American help. A small group of U.S. Special Forces is working with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, in response to this ambush. And the team is going to help the IDF with, or if not already, with planning and intelligence. To get these hostages out, we're assuming they're all in Gaza. We have to assume some have been taken to other countries. Hamas is going to want to keep these hostages as long as possible. That's what, you know, people have asked, how are they still alive? Didn't Hamas want to kill them? Hamas wanted to kill indiscriminately, and in fact, many of them were dressed up as police officers and military, Israeli military. So when that festival, the Nova Festival, Supernova Festival, was ambushed, people were running towards the police officers. They saw people there with guns, and they were dressed as Israeli police force. And then they were slaughtered. And so this was a very, very detailed attack and planned. But them having hostages, and they understand that an American hostage, and Iran is behind this, so an American hostage is worth a lot, and definitely worth a lot alive. So I do believe that many of these hostages are alive. Whether they're being desecrated, tortured, is sadly left up to the imagination, and my guess is the conditions are absolutely horrific, and we need to get them out as soon as possible. But I do believe that they are going to keep hostages alive because that's their bargaining chip. And they know that Israel and America will do whatever it takes to get people home. Keep in mind, they also have hostages who are citizens of multiple countries, Germany, France. There's, you know, in Israel, you can have dual citizenship. So you can, if you live in Israel, if you are in the military, if you have first degree relatives who are Israeli, you have a degree of citizenship. And so it's not that uncommon to see many individuals be German-Israeli or French-Israeli or Spanish-Israeli. And so this is involving multiple countries. Where's the UN? Not sure. You think the UN would be on top of this? I'm not sure what's going on there. But this is going to be, sadly, a conflict that is going to take many more lives. And it is going to last a lot longer than the Six-Day War. And Israel, I think, realizes that even though they evacuated Gaza and let Gaza run itself, and then Hamas became the leader of the Palestinians in that area, I think Israel realizes that for their safety and for the safety of tourists, and they cannot have Hamas be in power. And so I don't know if a ceasefire is going to be that enthusiastically acknowledged and taken up or accepted, because they have an opportunity now, as well as world support, to try to stop terrorism to any degree necessary. Now, you've been seeing a lot of pictures, and I know it's hard to watch. Many of us can't watch the news. I've talked to friends and family, and I know it's difficult. Israel has had to. Israel has, you know, always seems to get the brunt of bad media and not a lot of public support for things. You have a lot of support for Israel, but you see how all across the globe you have even Black Lives Matter has spoken out in solidarity with the Palestinians. And so Israel is, on, in addition to trying to get their people back, trying to keep people safe, try to fight on all fronts, they have this PR campaign. And this PR campaign is to show, guys, we're not making this up. They know that the media is going to say that Israel is trying to oppress and trying to murder innocent people and you know, has, you know, always tried to starve out and, you know, Gaza. And so on top of everything, they have to deal with yellow journalism. And it's absolutely sick. And to see Israel come out of this, and they will be successful, is still going to be nothing short of a miracle, considering all the forces against them. Even American politicians are not showing support. And listen, I know a lot of Palestinians. All right, you could be on the side of Palestine, but this isn't Palestine versus Israel. This is Hamas. And so you do not want to give the impression that you are supporting terrorist attacks and beheading of children. Now, this was a terrorist attack. This was not a war with soldiers in a battlefield. This was people in their homes killed, raped, beheaded, burned alive in their cars, shot at a festival. This is Hamas. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. In addressing the nation last night, President Biden says there's nothing greater than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home. The FBI continues to monitor threats here in the U.S. and overseas as the Israel-Hamas conflict rages on. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. The proposal to authorize Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is now facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters, though, that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry that power. As the UAW strike continues, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. Negotiations with the big three automakers have shown limited progress. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my best friends turned 65. And, we're all, kind of giving him a razzing him a little bit, ask him if he applied for Medicare. And, not yet. It's a little overwhelming. And he's a rookie. Apparently, 4.4 million Americans are joining him as Medicare rookies who have qualified for Medicare this coming year. And get this, even Magic Johnson is a rookie when it comes to Medicare. So joining us next is Gary Culp, Chief Distribution Officer for Cigna Healthcare Medicare, to talk to us about how to choose the right Medicare plan for our healthcare needs. Gary, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Thanks for having me today. It's great to be back.
I know. We love you coming on each year. You really help clarify things for us. So we got the Medicare enrollment period coming up pretty quickly. Talk to us about that.
We sure do. So the annual enrollment period starts on October 15th and runs through December 7th. And, you know, I love that you use the term rookie because, you know, many of us are rookies in Medicare and need a little extra help in terms of deciding what is the right plan option for us. But this time period is really important to pause and determine what that right option is for the upcoming year.
And, you know, it's funny. I even have a little anxiety about choosing my health insurance because it's a big decision. You know, you have to decide and you have to predict what you will need. And oftentimes the safest bet is a plan that's a little bit more comprehensive. Talk to us about the different types of plans that Medicare beneficiaries should be considering right now.
Sure. So as a Medicare beneficiary, you know, there's a couple of options. One is you can stay on traditional or original Medicare, which covers a lot of inpatient and outpatient services, but there are gaps in terms of what are not covered. You can wrap around that to cover some of those gaps a Medicare supplement and maybe add for prescription drugs the prescription drug plan. But what most Americans are doing today, and in fact 51% of Medicare beneficiaries have elected to be on a Medicare Advantage plan. And the reason why the majority are selecting a Medicare Advantage plan is that you get all the benefits of original Medicare and more. More like fitness, so that you have access to fitness programs and facilities to be able to stay well and healthy. Transportation to go to and from a doctor's visit. Prescription drugs for coverage of your pharmacy and coverage for your drugs that you may be taking as maintenance medication, vision, hearing, and dental for full wellness. So they're very comprehensive and cover all the things that original Medicare cover and more is the reason why many Medicare beneficiaries are electing a Medicare Advantage plan. And most of these plans are coming with a zero premium option, meaning that there is no additional premium to be on the plan.
Which is huge, which is absolutely huge. I was going to ask because, you know, some of the prices, you know, people always worry, well, you know, I won't be able to afford it. But you do make it affordable, and that's fantastic. So, you know, we're trying to predict what we're going to need. You know, we're feeling good now. What sort of advice do you give people when choosing health benefits to cover them for this next 2024 year?
You know, there's a few things that I'd actually guide people to. I would say one is take a look at what your current health status is and if there's any particular providers that you're interested in having. So doctors that you're seeing, specialists you may be seeing, or that you want to see, and make sure that those providers are in network for the plan that you're looking at. The other is, you know, what medications are you taking and what would the share of cost or copay be? And using Cigna Medicare as an example, you know, we offer a retail pharmacy network where you can go and actually buy your, you know, get your prescription drugs from a retail pharmacy. We also offer a mail order pharmacy, and many individuals really like this because your regular maintenance medications that you're taking all the time can be delivered directly to your home to make it more convenient. And then programs like, you know, dental, vision, hearing, transportation are things to consider as you're making a choice for what plan is best for me next year during this annual enrollment period from October 15th through December 7th.
We're speaking to Gary Culp, Chief Distribution Officer for Cigna Healthcare Medicare. You know, we were just speaking to our listeners over the last few days about the walkouts in pharmacies and how pharmacies are closing, and the mail order benefit is huge. And it does. It saves you money because you could get 3 months at a time, and it also allows you to have that consistency of getting your medications. As we know, there's a little bit of chaos going on with some of the brick-and-mortar pharmacy stores. So we're definitely grateful for that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Dahlia, we're also here to help, too. So, you know, as folks are making decisions around their plans, we have information at our website at CignaMedicareInformation.com. That's C-I-G-N-A, MedicareInformation.com. We also have representatives that are on the phone that can talk to you through in terms of what your needs are and help you make the right decision. And the phone number is toll-free, 877-349-2897.
Fantastic. Now, before you leave, it's hilarious to even put the term Magic Johnson in with rookie, but being that he is, yep, turning 65 and, you know, a rookie when it comes to Medicare. He's actually working with Cigna Healthcare. Talk to us about that relationship.
He is. And, you know, many of us know, to your point, Magic Johnson as a pro athlete, an amazing basketball player, right? Mm-hmm. What we don't know is what else Mr. Johnson does, and that's that he's a strong entrepreneur that has a focus on the local communities and really helping in terms of driving the message around health and health care. So when you think about, like, you know, Mr. Johnson's journey, you know, in about a year, he'll be new to Medicare. So like many people here, he's trying to figure out and navigate what is the right option for him. And so he's used the term that he's a rookie around Medicare, which I think is so funny, knowing that we've always, you know, known him as the pro. But the thing that's important here is to know that you're not alone. We're here to help. So I referenced our website at CignaMedicareInformation.com and our toll-free number at 877-349-2897. We also have representatives that can meet you in your home. We have group meetings that are in the local communities, too. So if you prefer to hear other questions that other Medicare beneficiaries may have that you can learn from, there's different ways that you can get information so we can help. The same way that, you know, Mr. Johnson is helping in terms of sending the message in the local community around, you know, healthcare options and how to make the right decision.
Wonderful. Well, Gary, thank you and your team at Cigna. We can't wait to have you back, and we appreciate it. We know you've been busy, busy time of year for you. Appreciate all you do.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for having me. Have a great day, and look forward to connecting with you again.
You too. Do you take care? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I get it, guys. You know, I got to figure out my new insurance. I'm not Medicare age yet. It's going to come. It's coming fast. I got the miles on me, though, and I got the miles where I could have been on Medicare for a decade, but it's a little frightening what 2024 is going to be. There's a lot of chaos right now. We see chaos in the healthcare system. We see overwhelmed healthcare systems. We see what's happening with our local pharmacies and the struggles they have. And then on top of that, we have a possible looming medication shortage that is going to, well, it's already here, but even more so if we do enter conflicts with countries that make a lot of our drugs. And so, you know, if you had to ask what is the best way to prepare, is just expect the unexpected. You know, I mean, look at the various scenarios. The writing is on the wall that 2024 is going to be even more dramatic than 2023, 2022. I think it's going to be, unless everybody, you know, gets their act together and we do what we need to do to make America stronger and to protect our border and to minimize friction with China and all that, it's going to be a mess, especially now with what's happening in the Middle East. So your approach to your health should be as comprehensive as it can be so that you're prepared for anything. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So is there anything else that could be piled on to the chaos and just poop show that we're seeing? An asteroid. Yeah, right. We haven't talked about asteroid in the last few hours. Well, it is in the news. And we are being told nothing recently, but sadly, there could be an asteroid that's going to be coming to hit the Earth within the next 150 years. So NASA has unveiled its first analysis of this allegedly world-ending asteroid called Bennu that could crash into us when our great-grandchildren are running around this country trying to fix the mess that the current generations are making. So NASA shared its samples collected from a 4.5 billion year old asteroid in Earth's orbit. They think this could impact our planet in 150 years. It is a 1,250-foot rock called Bennu. And they sent a probe to it in 2020 as part of a mission to bring asteroid samples back to Earth. Results today show that the space rock, which has a chance of smashing into us in the year 2182, has water and carbon that are building blocks for life. Not that that's going to matter to us if it smashes into us. NASA says that this could provide clues of how life formed on Earth and serve as a time capsule from the early days of our solar system. Now, I know a lot of us in science think that's cool, but you know how you had me at hello? You lost me at smashing into Earth. I mean, we're having an asteroid that's going to smash into Earth. Thank you for doing the research, but I would rather we maybe shift our focus into how to not get smashed by this sucker. They say the sample will also improve our understanding of protecting Earth from asteroids like Bennu. Okay, well then, all right, well, now we're talking. This is according to Daily Mail. Lori Glaze, director of NASA's Planetary Science Division, said what we really want to know is if an asteroid is going to cross over Earth's orbit at the same time that we are in that place, and we want to not be in that place when the asteroid comes by. How do we do that? They say at nearly 5% carbon by weight, carbon being the central element of life, far exceeding our goal of 60 grams, is the biggest carbon-rich asteroid sample ever returned to Earth. They're going to help us determine the origin of elements that could have led to life. Now, I don't know how you could use that to figure out how to deter this. Maybe, right, if there are elements of life, you do something to that asteroid, like give it COVID. Well, not cold COVID, but the bad Wuhan virus COVID, Wuhan Institute COVID. Maybe give them that so it'll get sick and go the other way. Daniel Glavin, OSIRIS-Rx sample analysis lead, said this discovery of carbon that he had investigating. He said they picked the right asteroid, and not only that, we brought back the right sample. Okay, that's all fine and dandy, but what are we going to do about it? So they collected the rock and dust from the asteroid in 2020, and a capsule containing the cargo returned to Earth 2 weeks ago. The mission brought back 8 ounces of debris, which NASA believes holds the building blocks from the dawn of our solar system. NASA chose to sample Bennu because they believed it was rich in organic compounds. They think smaller asteroids could have delivered organic building blocks to Earth and water through collisions billions of years ago, such that when God made Adam and Eve, he was able to draw upon those. That's, I have to try to reconcile science and the Bible. It's hard, but you know, maybe that's how it happened. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some solar system explosion, and that might have allowed us to be able to have the parts needed, but I still like the idea of creationism. God made the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh. It's a lot simpler. I think it's a lot simpler. And if we just go with that, maybe now we can try to figure out how the hell to stop this asteroid. So what's the plan? I don't think they're talking to us too much about the plan. This capsule hit the atmosphere at 27,650 miles per hour after it was released by the spacecraft at 6:42 a.m. Eastern Time. Currently orbiting the sun 50 million miles from Earth, Bennu is one-third of a mile across. It's the size of the Empire State Building. The asteroid is shaped like a spinning top, and they think it's a broken fragment of a much larger space rock, a little baby asteroid. But they think it's the most dangerous because it's going to intersect orbit with us. Now, it can miss us. I mean, a direct blow is still rare. But they say that we have a 1 in 1,750 chance of it smashing into our planet on September 24th, 2182. September 24th is my mother-in-law's birthday. So, huh, if the asteroid were to collide with our planet, right, they say, because it's less than a third of a mile wide, it could still cause an explosion of more than 1.1 billion tons of TNT. They don't believe it's anywhere near the size of what killed the dinosaurs. They believe a 6 mile across space rock that hit the Yucatan Peninsula 66 million years ago. But still enough to cause some major after effects. Earthquakes, tsunamis, dust, disruption. It's like, you know, you go into a pond and you're dancing around the lake bed and you're bringing up all this silt. That's what it would do, except it would then go across the globe. And so even if it hits the water, it could cause tsunamis. And so you guys might know more about that than I. So I like the Armageddon movie. I thought the Armageddon movie was pretty realistic. You find oil riggers who go and drill onto the asteroid a hole. You could stick the nuke in it and then nuke it. Now, there's got to be other things they could do to try to change its trajectory. They have to be careful with that because they don't want to hit it. And if this sucker is spinning, and it looks like it's acting like a toddler, where it's just doing its own thing, not listening to Mama Asteroid, going its own way, we don't want to accelerate a change. And so I'm sure with math and physics, they could figure out, just like a pool ball, where to hit it exactly to make sure it goes where it needs to. But you're talking about space. You're talking about something that's going millions of miles an hour. And you're trying to deflect it. Not sure what the answer is. Didn't the Biden administration want to do something where we build a screen on the Earth that could block the sun? Yeah, that's not good. And I don't know if it was a speech writer, if it was truly Biden, but I guess the thinking with that is, with global warming, what if we block the sun? And if we can, out in space, right, near our satellites or space station, have some big screen that can minimize, kind of like sunglasses, minimize the sun for a certain period of time coming to the Earth, then you could maybe decelerate global warming, if it's sun-related. Now, that would cause a whole change in narrative by, you know, many individuals who say it's cows farting and our hamburger eating habits that's causing global warming. But protecting ourselves from the sun, I just don't see that as a, okay, we need the sun. Okay, we've evolved, we've learned how to live with the sun. I don't know if making sunglasses is going to actually do the trick, but it's a nice thought. Again, in science, we don't make fun of other scientists. Right? We're open to all theories. We may laugh at the theory, but we don't make fun of the scientists. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.